Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you. If two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in their midst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The sermon I offer you today is a little different. Normally when I preach, I try to be joyful, lift your spirits, you know, maybe leave here with a smile. The sermon today I have is very serious. And for some, it was actually sad. But there's a lot of teaching that I want to give to you about certain passages in Scripture. It's important you understand these passages so that you do not feel hurt. Now, there's two verses from Matthew that are often misinterpreted, and they do cause hurt to someone needing help from God. And here they are. It's from Matthew 18, 19 to 20. And it reads, "Again, truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." Sounds harmless, doesn't it? But let us look deeper. It appears to say that God requires two people to agree on something in prayer before God will grant their request. And that God needs at least two people before he will be present to them. I come here today to tell you, God always hears the prayer of any one person who cries out to him in their need. Don't take my word for it. Let's see what God says about that. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12, God says this, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you." Note, God doesn't say they, he says you. He hears you as one person, your prayer made in faith and supplication to God, needing his help. You don't need a small group. One will suffice who believes. And God does not need a small group to make himself present. God makes himself present to anyone who desires God with faith. Don't take my word for it. Here's what God says again in James chapter 4, verse 8. "Come near to God, and God will come near to you." One person. That's all you need. Someone who believes. Another way to put it, if you want them, you got them. So, what do these two verses mean that I talked to you about in Matthew 18, 19, and 20? What do they mean? What Jesus is saying, that when church members gather together, two or more, and agree in asking God's help about church discipline or church teaching, this shall be done for them. We are not talking about asking for God's help to heal my son's brain tumor or cure my leukemia or mend a broken marriage or walk with me as I grieve the loss of someone I love. Those passages don't refer, or these situations don't refer to those two passages that only talk about church teaching and church correction. I'm here to tell you, the heartfelt prayer of one person crying out to God in pain will move him to come near to you. I am in awe of the power God has given to you and to me. All you have, it's like a loving parent. If Bryce calls out to you, "Mommy, help me," isn't Mommy going to go over there and help this handsome little boy? Of course. And if your parents do it, don't you think God is our loving Father, Jesus as our brother? When you cry out to him, he's moved to come to you. We do this at Mass every weekend, where I, with you in prayer, we will summon the third person of the Blessed Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit who came to the Blessed Virgin Mary and put Jesus in her womb. That same Holy Spirit will come down here in a few minutes and make that bread and wine changed to the body and blood of the second person of the Blessed Trinity, Jesus Christ. So today we're going to summon God. But here we have a question that must be asked. God hears me, but does he answer me? Does God grant my request? There's a Bible verse. I'm going to read it to you. I have spent years racking my brain, trying to really fully understand this. It seems simple, but yet the results are not always that easy. And here it is. If you ask me, that's God, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. John 14:14. My brothers and sisters, I have seen so many people who love God, who have faith in God, get their hopes dashed when their prayers were not granted. For 27 years at Children's Hospital, I have witnessed the pain of a parent who faithfully prayed to God every day, praying in faith that their child would be well, that God will spare their child, but to no avail. To this day, the cry of so many parents yelling, why, yelling at God, yelling at me, why did my child not make it? It still haunts me today. It's like PTSD. It never goes away. How many times did I hear, I asked God for something so good, the healing of my child's disease, but he didn't do it. You know, in those moments, I never tried to defend God because their pain was so great that they wouldn't be able to hear me. So all I would do was sit with them and pray and just give them my presence. And I'll tell you this, there was no way I would say God said no. Imagine God saying no to healing a child. God would never do that. And in no way would I ever suggest, though I've heard this before from some other ministers, suggest that their faith was not strong enough. Imagine that. They're feeling grief. Let's make them feel guilty too. And that has happened. I've witnessed it. And that made me so sad. So I simply would sit by their side, the parents, and I would grieve with them. Later on, I would talk again to these parents. I didn't just drop them. I'd talk with them later when they could hear better. And I did my best. I really did my best to offer a word of comfort, to address the why. I don't think there's any adequate answer to the why. But when you pray healing for your loved one, what you're really praying for is for God to take away the suffering and to restore them to health. That's what you're praying for. Sometimes, the only way that prayer can be answered, even though it's not in the way they hope for, that God has to take them to himself. I assured those parents that though their prayer was not answered in the way that they hoped, this did not mean God abandoned them. This did not mean that God doesn't care for them, that God doesn't love them. It doesn't mean that at all. That was the temptation, the last temptation of Jesus, when he's going to his cross, and there's the devil telling Jesus, your father doesn't love you. If he loved you, you wouldn't be going to the cross to get killed and to suffer a terrible death. If he loved you, Jesus, the Father would spare you. The devil tries to get us to think that way. And even Jesus on the cross, remember what he said? And maybe you might have felt this in your own life. My God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. But remember this, my friends. Jesus, in his last words, he cried out in a loud voice, into your hands I commend my spirit. Luke 23:46. Jesus kept the faith. He kept the faith. And I'm telling you, the greatest faith is to keep believing in God, that God loves you, even when everything says he doesn't. And that is the greatest faith. When your prayer, as good as it is not getting answered the way you hope for, the way you desire, that doesn't mean that God has given up on you or does not care for you. It's just in the mind of God, and I don't know his mind always for sure, but in his mind, sometimes the most merciful, the most loving way to answer a prayer for healing is to take that person home. I remember a scene at Children's Hospital. It's where this kid was dying of cancer. I think it's like 6 or 7. And his mommy was there, and I was there. The child asked the mommy, Mommy, when I get to heaven, can I eat chocolate chip cookies all that I want? Remember, his kid couldn't eat any of that. Can I eat chocolate chip cookies, Mom? And Mom answered, yes, dear, all that you want. And the boy replied, I will send some down to you, Mom. Several weeks later, after the funeral, this mom called me. She says, you ain't gonna believe this. I received a box with no return address filled with chocolate chip cookies. Probably someone heard what the conversation was. Maybe someone in the hallway, or maybe not. Think about it. If God wants to send chocolate chip cookies, he can, you know. Remember, my brothers and sisters, love never dies. Love never dies. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I die, I want oatmeal raisin cookies. That's what I want. And I'm going to tell you, I will eat them all. So don't expect a box of oatmeal raisin cookies from me. Don't expect it. I'm eating them all, babe. You could do that in heaven and not get fat. My brothers and sisters, in closing, I'm an optimist. And I believe that even the worst cross, the worst trials, the worst pain and suffering that anyone can endure, I believe at the very end of it that God will make things right, that God will take this busted flush and make a royal flush, that God has this wonderful ability to bring goodness out of the worst situation. Think about this. What's the worst sin ever committed in this world? There's only one time it was committed. Deicide. God killing. Right there. We killed God. I can't think of a worse sin than that. But guess what? From the worst sin of deicide, we get the greatest grace, redemption, and salvation known to humankind. God has this wonderful ability to bring goodness. And in the end, the story for our lives, if we're faithful and we love, it'll be a happy ending. God bless you all. Peace to you. And I have discovered something from Keith over here that I want to tell you, that I like to go to Dairy Queen and I like to get hot fudge sundaes. I shouldn't eat them, but I do. And Keith told me that actually the soft ice cream in a hot fudge sundae is good for Weight Watchers and for losing weight. What you do, don't put the hot fudge on it. That's where all the calories are from. You get, but no buttermilk in it. No buttermilk's in that soft ice cream. Therefore, it's good for Weight Watchers. There's not many calories. There's no fat. And what I recommended to him is buy a can of almonds, salted, and put it in there. Then it becomes a health food. We're going to have a name for this. Put it on your menu. The name for it will be Father Mike's Fat Boy Ice Cream. But in heaven, don't have to worry about any of that. In heaven, you get anything you want, where joy, peace, and love, no pain nor suffering, will be there for you. And God will wipe away every tear, because I believe that when you go to heaven, it's going to be so good, so wonderful, so loving in that light that you're going to cry. You'll just cry. Tears of joy. And then Jesus will take the palm of his hand and dry your tears. And then the party will begin. God bless you all, my friends. Keep the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.